Tremendous. Another lone, defenseless human for me to prey upon. Such easy prey indeed. Oh, now would you look at that? It's awake. Human, you are in danger. Run. Run before I catch you. Quickly. Escape before it's too late. Just use your muscles and get out of bed. Because I'm coming closer and closer and closer. Too late. It was over as soon as I manifested in your room. Whenever you were tired and your eyes were playing tricks on you, that was me, manipulating you. I have been stalking you now for days in plain sight. You had no hope in defending yourself. Your eyes. Ugh. A sight I've seen countless times for centuries. Let me come closer to fully peer deep into them. They speak for you since all motor function seems to be failing you. Isn't that right? I see panic. You beg for your arms to move, your legs to kick me off, to simply be able to scream. Yet, it's impossible. All you can do is move your eyes and blink. It's as if you were mummified or wrapped in a cocoon. You're completely at my mercy. Do not worry. This is completely intentional. You're not going crazy. I wouldn't want my prey to escape my advances. I wouldn't be a good sleep paralysis demon if I let you, now would I? Of course not. But, curiosity, do you know exactly what I am, human? Oh, who am I kidding? Of course you don't. I'm simply a hallucination of a tired mind. Or am I? Look at me. Do I seem real? Did you feel me climbing on top of you? You're staring at me, face to face. Your heartbeat grows faster. Frightened, dear. Resting my weight on top of you will surely give you an intense What is this that I'm sitting on now? The sheets here have been raised. What in the world? What are you closing your eyes for? Doing this will make me go away. Open your eyes and look at me, or else. You cannot escape this. These eyes. What do I sense now? Huge pupils. Attraction. Arousal. This is rare. But not bad. You actually like this, don't you? Are you hard underneath these covers right now? A complete stranger. A demon is inches from your face and restraining you against your will. And you're horny. Naughty creature. Perhaps it's my body. You can see that I'm completely naked. And that I'm quite curvy. Is it my B-cup breasts that have you needy? Or is it my thighs and ass that you crave? I wonder what this heart thing desires while I grind on it. Does it need attention? Let me take these covers off of you. They're clearly in my way. Oh. I can see just how much you wish you could participate. You want to touch me, don't you? Then do it. Move. Grab my waist and make me pounce on you. Keep trying to break free. Your attempted resistance is amusing. Pathetic, yet amusing. No need to get to the action so soon. What's the rush? I want to tease my prey first. It's not every day that I run into someone like you. I refuse to waste such a teasing opportunity like this. First, we start at your head and neck. A kiss for the lips. One for the neck. Or two. Or more. I can already feel your neck burning up. Come now. I can feel your cock begging for me. Have you no shame? Be patient. What a lovely neck you have. Let's see if I can leave a hickey on you. Now your nipples need my attention too. Oh, would you look at that? They're so small and delicate. I bet they're really sensitive too. Let's see how you react. First, I'll lightly rub your nipples in a circular motion and make them feel nice and hard for you. Oh, I can't resist sucking on them too. I'll do both. Doesn't it feel good being licked? This demon loves doing things with her mouth. Although you can't react verbally, your body seems to be responding very well to this treatment. So warm. My, this chest. Your stomach. All appealing, but my hand is traveling down your body, fingertips grazing you oh so gently, in search of something to play with. Something very fun. Perhaps long and thick. Something that can be stroked. Something that can become erect. Do you know what I'm talking about, darling? Ah, that's what I'm looking for. It's peeking out from your underwear. It wants to escape its prison. Let's see what we're working with, shall we? Oh my. Oh yes. This will do nicely. Not too big, not too small. How lucky am I to have my prey be so irresistible? Or is it I who am irresistible? After all, you cannot resist. Not a single part of you can. And yet, your cock can move on its own. It wants to feel my hand. So, let's give it what it wants, shall we? What's this? Is this pre-cum on my hand? My, you're already so wet for me. It's coming out of you like drool. An excellent lube. It makes it so much easier to simply rub my fingers up and down the glands. So sensitive. It keeps reacting to my movements. I love to see a cock twitching. But I'd love it even more to feel it twitching inside of me. Your eyelids look like they're fighting to stay open. How cute. So sloppy already. At this rate, you won't need me giving you a blowjob to lube you up. You're plenty lubed up already. But look at you. Would I dare miss the opportunity to taste your sweet pre-cum? Oh, you're really thick, too. Just the thought of sucking your hard cock gets me very excited. If you know what I mean, darling. And it surely wouldn't be fair to you if my soft, slippery tongue didn't service you. Do you like having your cock kissed? Or do you see this as a tease? I can only imagine what you'd do right now if you had the ability. First you would grab my head and then make sure that I got a mouthful of that delicious cock. Might even make me choke on it. Hey, I have a question. Wanna thrust into me? A very tempting offer. I'm sure you said yes. I would be wrong if I said I didn't want that to happen. But we do things my way.
Well,
You don't mind if I gag myself, do you? Hopefully not. You taste great, sexy human. I love to get the taste of our delicious, precious cum. But I'm more curious about how you feel inside of me. So, back up I go. Let's have some fun. I love the cowgirl position. I don't think I'll be getting any complaints from you either. So just lay there and enjoy. This position is so intimate to me. I get to look at you deep into your eyes, grab onto whatever I please, and bounce on you like you're a bouncing ball. And as a prick too, I get to do all the work and you just get to lay there. Fine by me. I get to control everything. Those beautiful eyes. If only you could participate. I would love to have your hands wrapped around my waist. It's been so long. Be just racing. Hey, that's a positive sign. Oh. Forgive me for grinding, but I feel so good. So good inside of me. I guess I couldn't expect for a verbal cue that you're about to come. Or physical. Oh, that would have been nice to see. Your head thrown back. Your grunts. Your fingers clawing into my body. I want to feel that so badly, baby. Your chest feels nice. Just moving up and down. Trying to relax. That felt good. There's so much come inside of me. You must have been saving it for days. Have you been doing it for me? Now it's all mine. You filled me well. But I can guess what you're thinking. I know you weren't saving it for me. But a woman can dream. Maybe you can save it for me from now on. I'd do anything for it. I want to grind on you some more. I think it's pretty clear that I have no intention in harming you at the moment. You are vulnerable. So teasingly vulnerable. But you are safe. Ugh. Is it just me? Or did your body just relax somehow? That's good. It would be best to help you get back to sleep now, wouldn't it? In the morning, I will be gone, but I'll be back again in the night. I want you to write a message on a piece of paper for me to read. I want to know how you feel, how you felt. What you'd like for me to do for you. Oh, believe me, baby. If I could stay, I would. I don't want to go. But know that I will be with you. For now, I'm still tangible. So feel at peace in my embrace. Know that no harm will come to you. You're mine. And I look forward to more nights like this. My. You have such lovely hair. I could stroke it all night if I could, along with something else of yours. I wonder if you'd be against a round two, for a lot longer this time. Wishful thinking. You need rest. My adorable human. I love you.